Weather conditions across the Midwest will be relatively tranquil today, even though some showers will be working their way into some of the westernmost parts of the region for a little while. The precipitation will eventually increase to the point where there will be some significant precipitation occurring, but much of it will be in the lower parts of the region and will be confined to mostly Tuesday into Wednesday. The majority of that precipitation is expected to be focused on the area coming out of portions of southeastern Kansas and Missouri into southern Illinois and maybe some neighboring areas in the western portions of Kentucky. In that little corridor, we'll probably see rain totals that could run anywhere from around 3 to 8 tenths of an inch, and perhaps some local totals getting over an inch, but a lot of the heavier precipitation will stay outside of key Corn Belt country. We will expect the rest of the Midwest to see a few showers and a little bit of drizzle coming out of the frontal system that will work its way through the Midwest. Precipitation will be in the western parts of the Corn Belt here today. We'll look for a few hundreds of an inch, upwards to a couple tenths of an inch in a few spots. The precipitation will definitely be erratic today. Tomorrow it'll be a little bit more organized, occurring just shortly before dawn from portions of Missouri up into Wisconsin and Michigan, and we'll look for the precipitation to shift off to the east-southeast rather swiftly during the course of the day. We'll expect a secondary little disturbance to come into the region on Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday morning across the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. This system will have enough cool air with it that perhaps some snow will fall, but mostly in North Dakota and northern portions of Minnesota. The disturbance will move on through the Great Lakes region as we go into Thursday morning, and we'll see some light snow in those areas as well. Most of this accumulating snow will not likely be all that impressive, but perhaps dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches will be possible, and most of that is going to be on the northern fringes of crop country. We'll anticipate yet another little disturbance to race across the region Friday into Saturday. This, too, will have some cold air behind it. We'll see some rain showers accompanying it, but this system is going to move fast enough that it probably won't leave behind much in the way of significant precipitation. The system will go ahead and exit out of the region as we move towards the end of the weekend, but yet another disturbance will likely come across the area as we move on into the first part of next week. The bottom line here is that there's obviously a succession of weather disturbances that will be moving across the Midwest to interfere with late season farming activity at times. It looks like the northern parts of the region will be more impacted than other areas. A little caution is certainly advised here as well. There's too much cold air in Canada during a big part of the weekend coming up and early part of next week, which suggests in the model data that perhaps the storms systems will take a more southerly track. I think that we'll see a correction in that a little later today when the models take away some of the cold intensity. In the meantime, our temperatures are expected to be rather mild across the region for a big part of this week. Highs today will be in the 50s and 60s across many areas. A few lower 70s may occur in Missouri or Kansas. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow to run mostly 50s and a few lower 60s again. And we'll expect to see the warmest weather abate for a little while with a cool air mass coming in from Thursday into Friday and Saturday. At that time, we'll see highs mostly 40s and 50s across the region with a few 30s in the far northwest. Our low temperatures at night are expected to run mostly 30s and 40s this week, although tomorrow morning we'll see quite a few areas in the 40s and perhaps near 50 degrees in the central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, we'll cool down over the weekend into the upper 20s and 30s northwest and 30s in the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.